In the sixth parsha, the pasuk says that the person comes to the kayan and he says, "Kenega nir liba boyis." It looks like a nega, what I have in the house. So Rashi brings him Chazal, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows that it's a nega. He's learned the goyim, he knows all the halachas. He shouldn't say the rabbi nega nir liba boyis. He should say kenega. It seems to be a nega. It's like a nega. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. That's what he should. That's what he should do. There's Chacham adds a point that there's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says you should train yourself to say any yedaya. Lami l'shentra lem any yedaya. Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzos and abachatzos. The Gemara says in Brachos that dalit. Now, Rabbi Meir suggests the following thoughts. The truth is that to make a full achra on something, a true achra on something, a true decision on something, would require that a person has every single piece of knowledge that there is about a situation. And the vast majority of cases, that's impossible for a human being really to have that. So like you really can't make a true decision about something. What I can do is I can make the best decision I can with the information that I have. I could daven Siyata Dishmaya to make the right decision. And because it's my responsibility to make that decision, Bershon will guide me in the right decision by giving me the information that I'm supposed to have, inclining me towards the thought process, which is the right thought process, etc. Without the Siyata Dishmaya, it's really impossible for a human being to feel confident he's making a true decision, because there's always something maybe out there which I don't know about. But if that's true, this Siyata Dishmaya only comes in a situation where a person has to make a decision. So there's the Rosh Hashanah is to provide him with everything he has to do, so he should be able to do the right thing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to do, so the person will be mazmer from what he needs. In a situation where a person does not need to make a decision, quote unquote, it's just a theoretical situation, that extra Siyata Dishmaya doesn't come. We don't look at it that the person once that's true, a person cannot make a decision. He really cannot make a decision, because with what kalim, how does he know that he has all the information that he's supposed to have? He doesn't. And the Siyata Dishmaya, which a person is supposed to get, he won't get. Now, in case the person will be teaching Torah, that's also a decision that he has to make. The Rosh wants him to understand the sugya correctly. That's also part of the Siyata Dishmaya. But the person comes, the owner of the house comes to the kohen and says, "I'm telling you, it's a nega. There's no question, it's a nega. How do you know? Well, I know. It's not a loch. You cannot pass on the shiloh. Only the kohen can pass on the shiloh. The yisrael cannot pass on the shiloh. So the yisrael is not given the siyata dishmaya to pass on the shiloh. He won't get all the information necessary to understand to be able to pass on." Let's say the kohen is an Am Oretz, the only kohen available is an Am Oretz, so then the halacha is that a Talmid Chacham tells the kohen what to say. So in that situation, the Talmid Chacham will get the Siyata Dishmaya, because the decision is given into his hands to take care of. If you think about this, that means we're constantly in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always, the Rosh Hashanah is constantly putting das, a tochen olam das. The Rosh Hashanah is giving us that understanding how to deal with something. It's something which you need to be aware of. It's a constant matana from Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're aware of the limitations that we have as human beings. We're aware of the interface we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu when he gives us the Siyata Dishmaya, and the Siyata Dishmaya, the Rosh Hashanah is constantly making available to us the information that we need to be able to make the right, to do the right thing. Tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we see in our lives. And we can therefore feel comfortable and confident that we're doing the right thing, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing us and helping us. Yeshiva Zeicher always, they have the Siyata Dishmaya to get that clarity that Baruch Hashem should give us. And Yeshiva Zeicher to always make the decision that Baruch Hashem would like us to make. Have a good Shabbos.